Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Make sure you guarantee a fantastic evening, memorable evening, with the fabulous Italian food at Paparazzi Restaurant. You can book your table today. Jump online, paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
John, there are rumours that Sacha Baron Cohen, who is currently residing in WA with his Perth-born wife, Isla Fisher, will provide pre-match entertainment at the AFL Grand Final at Optus Stadium.
Oh, that's big news.
Right? Not as himself, not as Borat, as Freddie Mercury.
Are you serious?
Well, you know, he was originally cast to play Queen's frontman in the biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, but he had creative differences with Queen, and they replaced him with Rami Malek, who, of course, went on to win an Oscar for Best Actor. So he could technically be striding out onto that ground as Freddie Mercury.
Wow, that's big news. Oh, look, I don't mind who performs at Optus as long as it's not Meatloaf. Mm. That's the main thing.
That's right. And you know he can sing because Sacha Baron Cohen was in Les Mis, played the innkeeper.
That'll be very interesting to see what he ends up doing.
Yeah, very interesting. Hopefully those rumours are true.
Belting out some We Will Rock You or something like that.
Fabulous.
US comedian Norm Macdonald has passed away after a secret 9-year battle with cancer. The 61-year-old deadpan comedian was a regular on Saturday Night Live before launching his own spin-off comedy series, The Norm Show. Fellow comedians have posted tributes, including Jim Carrey, who is devastated by the news, saying he was one of the most precious gems, an honest, courageous comedy genius. I love him.
Oh, that's sad news. Now, there are rumours that HBO Max have a Harry Potter prequel movie in the works based on Hogwarts potions master Severus Snape, who was played by the late Alan Rickman. Actually, my favourite character in the Harry Potter series. And I'm House Slytherin all the way. Now, reports are that Snape's teenage years will likely be the focus in the prequel. That sounds great.
And look out, Janet Jackson has announced a new album titled Black Diamond. It's coming out. It will be the first album from the pop star since 2015. She has also teased a single, which will be released before the end of the year, with the album set for release sometime next year.
Guy Sebastian has moved his national tour from December to early next year. He's also announced he'll be joined by his voice winner, Bella Taylor-Smith, on the tour. They're hitting RAC Arena May 7th next year, and tickets for his Truth Tour are on sale now. And I don't know if you saw, but the Met Gala was on in New York yesterday, just a day after the MTV VMAs, with basically the same celebrity list frocking up for the biggest fundraiser of the year. Now, celebs pay $50,000 plus to walk the red carpet, wearing fashionable art to the year's theme, which this year was In America, A Lexicon of Fashion. So obviously, all the big fashion labels dole out these amazing pieces that the stars wear. And there were some very interesting pieces, might I add. Our own Lord walking the red carpet in a braless bowed getup. Now, if you want to see some really quirky fashion, just Google the Met Gala and enjoy the show.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.